It's been nearly a year of Israeli-Palestinian violence, and it's deepened the gulf between the two communities, straining and severing contacts established during the years of the Oslo peace process. Yet some Israelis and Palestinians continue to meet at a summer camp near Tel Aviv. NPR's Linda Gradstein reports.
Smiling children go through a dance routine they've just learned. They clap, wiggle, and shake in unison. Looking at these giggling kids, it's impossible to say who's an Arab and who's a Jew at this summer day camp in Ramleh. 11-year-old Avner Elizarov, a Jew, told his parents he wanted to attend this camp, which meets every day in the local community center. My best friend in school is Arab, he said, so I wanted to come here and meet other Arab kids. I want there to be peace. Sandra Dabit, a pretty girl with curly black hair, came for a different reason. In my building, all my neighbors are Arab, she said. I don't really know any Jews, so I decided I had to meet them. The adults have bad feelings between them, but kids don't have to have those feelings. Camp director Mikhail Fanous, a Christian Arab, beams at comments like that. This day camp is his baby, and he's proud that it's open as usual, despite the violence raging in the occupied territories.
The first day they are separated, you know, the Jewish kids there, the Arab kids there, they don't know each other. After one meeting with a group, then it becomes to be mixed. In the end, we know about a lot of friendships, of sleepover. Just imagine that your kid, 11 years old, comes and says, Mom, I want to go overnight to Mahmoud. So you won't send him without knowing who's Mahmoud and who's parents. So you go and visit his parents, and that's how we reach the parents also, through the kids.
The children here are all Israeli citizens. But even in Israel, and even in mixed towns like Ramleh, Arabs and Jews live mostly in separate communities. The 11 months of Israeli-Palestinian violence have thrown up new walls between the two sides. The older teenagers at the camp were supposed to spend much of the summer traveling together around Israel. But in the face of Palestinian suicide bombings, Jewish parents were reluctant to allow their children to go on trips. So the camp offered the teenage Arabs an opportunity to discuss their feelings as both Israeli citizens and Palestinian nationalists. Identity is at the root of the organization which sponsors these programs. Called the Open House, it became well known when its story was featured in the American media. Today it is a small stone house in the industrial zone of Ramleh that is used as an Arab preschool. But it is also a symbol of rival Arab and Jewish claims to the small piece of land that is today called Israel. This house was built in the 1930s by a Palestinian named Ahmed Al-Khairi. Like most of Ramleh's Arabs, Al-Khairi became a refugee during the war that followed Israel's creation. He and his family resettled in the West Bank. But two decades later, his son Bashir made a secretive trip from the West Bank back to Ramleh to visit the house of his childhood. His knock on the door was answered by Dalia Landau, a Jewish immigrant from Bulgaria whose family had been given the Al-Khairi house. Bashir remembers the moment.
I told her that I'm the owner of this house before, and if you allowed me to see my house. With a polite smile, she said, welcome. And we entered the house.
Dalia, too, remembers that knock on the door.
And the moment I saw them, I had this inner knowledge that I knew who they were. It was like a kind of a sudden recognition. And I should have been afraid to let them in. After all, they were the quote-unquote enemies. But I had complete trust.
Dalia showed Bashir around the house and then left him for a few moments in the room where he had slept as a child. Almost 25 years later, Bashir's voice breaks as he remembers that moment.
I felt at that time that something was cut had been again gathered. And in fact, I was as a pilgrim in my house. I touched everything, not for me, but for my father and for my family.
Dalia says that first visit by Bashir started a process where she began to reevaluate everything she had always thought about Israel and the Palestinians. She says she came to see herself as the product of an Israeli education system that depicts Arabs as the enemy.
It was for me like a door that opened and allowed me to cross an abyss, but I had to create the bridge in order to cross that abyss. And I did. I created the bridge, and I walked over the bridge, and then I could hear and feel and see other people's story, whole people's story. And it was very different from my story as a Jewish person. In fact, it was in competition with my story.
In 1969, Bashir was arrested in connection with a bomb in Jerusalem that killed two Israelis. He insists he was innocent, but Bashir was convicted and spent the next 15 years in prison. Dalia says she saw Bashir's conviction as a betrayal of their relationship, and for years she refused all contact with the Al-Khairi family. But in 1985, Dalia's father died, leaving her the sole legal owner of the Stone House. She contacted Bashir, then out of prison, and told him she wanted to return the house to him. But Bashir was not an Israeli citizen, he was a Palestinian. Israeli law bars non-Israelis from owning property in Israel. Dalia offered to sell the house and give Bashir the profit. He refused.
I told her the house is not for me a building, but the house for me mean the homeland, mean the state, mean Palestine. And I refused to sell Palestine to anyone.
Bashir told Dalia he wanted the house to be used to benefit the Arab children who remained in Ramla and became citizens of Israel. She agreed, and the nursery school and summer camp were launched. Dalia and Bashir haven't seen each other in more than 3 years, but they do speak on the phone occasionally. Dalia says she and Bashir will forever have a deep tie between them.
We are united by our home. We are united by the homeland we share. And we cannot deny each other, just like brothers cannot deny the fact that they were just born out of the same parents, whether they like each other or not. There is still the struggle, the wrestling that goes on between us as between those brothers. It's not completely reconciled.
Today, after almost a year of Israeli-Palestinian violence, the two sides seem farther than ever from reconciliation. But the story of Dalia and Bashir is a reminder that Israelis and Palestinians are fated to live together. Linda Gradstein, NPR News, Ramla.